Lindsey Pratt is the media relations officer with the Elks Pro Rodeo in High Prairie that's coming in August. Lindsey, thank you very much for joining us today. It is 60 years old, says the rodeo. I mean, wow, is that ever a milestone? Comments on the fact that the High Prairie Rodeo, please, is 60 years old.
Well, and that's just the pro side of things. So, you know, the rodeo is going a little before that, but 60 years of pro rodeo in High Prairie, we're pretty proud of that. You know, everybody's gone through a couple of years of difficult time with all this COVID, but, you know, this is an opportunity for us to move on, kind of get a restart on where we should have been 2 years ago. So August 2nd and 3rd, we're looking to get rolling and get some rodeo back in High Prairie.
From all the different perspectives, I guess I'm talking patrons, vendors, the pro rodeo itself, volunteers, organizers, how good is it to have it come back after COVID?
Well, and we kind of forget where the base of this rodeo is. I mean, it's on the pro side, and so we're attracting the best cowboys in the nation. They're coming to High Prairie because they want to score points, make money, so they can make it to the Canadian finals. So, you know, when you look at some of the Canadians that were riding at the Calgary Stampede, they're going to be up here. I mean, the top 20, 30 cowboys in each event are going to be up here. They're going to, because this is where it's kind of that mid-summer stretch where they need to make money, make points to set themselves up to be in the top 10, top 15 down the stretch run to get to the national finals in Red Deer.
Is Kessler still a sock?
You know what? They've gone through a bit of a transformation, but Dwayne Kessler is still bringing his stock up here, and he was up in Teepee Creek last weekend, and some people had gone up there and said that it was wild and woolly as normal for Kessler's. You know, Dwayne's put a really good set of animals together, takes care of them the best that you can, and we're just really excited to have him come back to High Prairie again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Lindsey, how exciting and how opportunistic, I guess, it is to have some of the best stock coming to the rodeo.
Well, and that's the thing, the Cowboys are not going to drive up to High Prairie to get on something that they're going to score 65 on. They're coming up here to win, and so, you know, those scores get up to 75, 80, 85 points because they know Kessler's going to bring good stock so that they can make that, if they can ride, they're going to score points and they're going to be up there to win. And that's kind of the premise. The Cowboys have got a nice little trip through here. They hit Lacrete, Grimshaw, and then head up to Dawson Creek. So us being a midweek rodeo, we really ensure that those good Cowboys are coming up and trying to get those extra points.
Besides the rodeo, Lindsey, there's lots of other activities that are going on that I'm sure everybody is going to take into consideration and take part in, especially with it being after 2 years of being on the sidelines. Some of the activities that are coming to High Prairie and the fun it's going to have for everybody to get out and say hi again.
Yeah, and you know what? West Coast Amusements comes in. And they put on just a great show. Gives them lots of rides and games and funs, and everybody really likes that part of it. Of course, we kick off the day with an 11 o'clock parade, which we're pretty proud of for the whole Peace Country. I mean, it's not just High Prairie businesses and people put in floats. It's from the surrounding area. I know all the reserves and settlements put in floats, and we're pretty honored that they would step up and be part of our celebration. So, again, this is a regional rodeo. It's not just High Prairie. It's the whole region, and we really pride ourselves on making sure we attract those, especially for the parade, gives everybody a chance to kind of blow their own horn, and especially knowing has seen those floats for a couple of years. You know, what have you been doing in the last couple of years? And there's lots of championships been won in here. There's lots of businesses that have come back to our community. So they have an opportunity to kind of show their stuff. So kick it off with the parade on the 2nd. And then we go right out to the rodeo grounds for a 1:30 performance start with the professional rodeo. Pony chuck wagons, pony chariots run. Chuck wagons run after the rodeo. The chuck wagons run before the rodeo. So, again, it's a jam pack. And, again, then we get to the number one cowboys in the country, start at about 1:30.
August the 2nd and 3rd is the High Prairie Elks Pro Rodeo, the 60th edition. How much is everybody looking forward to it, Lindsey?
You know what, the first couple work bees we had were pretty slim, but we had one last Wednesday. We probably had 30 people out, and I think that just brings the excitement. And it seems like every first returning event that we have in the community, it's jam packed. People are excited to get out, get back into a normal life. I know we've got two dances going. Donnie Lee has come back. We had him here a couple years ago. He was such a popular singer that, so he's coming back to do the rodeo dances. We're pretty excited about that. Beer Gardens is open during the day. The concession, of course, the Royal Purple booth to be open. We're just really looking forward to it. Again, we've got we haven't got any entries for the Three Horse Flat Race yet, and that's such a popular event. Hopefully that we can get a couple more entries for that. And as you would expect, the great Ricky Tikki Wanchuk will be coming back to our rodeo and making some fun for everybody. Get your suckers ready.
It is going to be a fantastic event, and everybody is going to be looking forward to it. Lindsay Pratt is the media relations officer with the High Prairie Elks Pro Rodeo. Lindsay, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
I just had a couple more things, if you could. Sure. You know, there are volunteers out there. You're looking to get back and give us a little time. Every Wednesday from now till so we've got one this Wednesday and one on the 27th. The little work bee starts at 6 o'clock. If you've got a couple minutes to give us some hand, that we much appreciate it. We're just taking the grounds that have been left alone for 2 years and making them sparkle again. And so any help we can get from anybody would be much appreciated. They can give me a call or just show up. We'd love to have you. And again, pretty excited about the parade. We hope that you guys get your entries into the parade. Contact our Elks office there. That's on our Facebook page or our web page, highprairieelks.com or .ca. So, again, we're really looking forward to putting an entertainment package back together for our rodeo fans in High Prairie and region.
Lindsay, again, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.